Today's Shiur, Mishnah Berurah Yomi, is Siman Tov Resh Nun Aleph, and we are finishing up Sif Yud Beis, and we're going to finish up the whole Siman today. Tov Resh Nun Aleph, and a nice juicy one. Okay, we had seen that even though in order to be Yotze, the mitzvah of the Dalad Minim on Sukkos, you have to have all four Minim, all the Dalad Minim, we saw that you could still be Yotze if you take them simultaneously. Number one is we don't hold Lulav Tzarech Eged. Again, it's the idea of having the Eged is definitely a Hidur. Zekeli V'Amveyu, we'll see that in Perek Gimel in Sukkah this year. But to be Yotze, you could still pick it up sequentially. But we saw that when it's being picked up sequentially, each of the Dalad Minim, so when you make, the way to do it is to take the lulav in your hand, make the bracha on the lulav in mind, having in mind the other three minim that you will be taking sequentially. Now the Ramah continues on. Vimsach beinayim, what happens if after the person takes the lulav, in a case where it is being taken sequentially, so after he takes the lulav in his hand, he then makes a bracha on the tilas lulav, and then he talks before he picks up the other minim. Again, he's doing the sequential move. So that's a problem. Then, tzarech levarech al kol echad bifnei atzmo. Then, fascinatingly, you'd have to go ahead and make a separate bracha on each one of the minim separately with its own separate unique bracha. Look what he says. Sifkata nunvav, al kol echad bifnei atzmo. Hainu, that is, al hadas al netilas eitz avos. You have to make, on the hadas, you say, Baruch atah Hashem, al kenem echalam, asher kishav et avzivano, al eitz avos. And al arava, you'll say, al netilas arava. And on the esrog, you'll say, al netilas esrog, which is fascinating in that what's happening here is, since when you make the bracha, they were misakein al netilas lulav, that includes the whole lulav set, all the dalad minim, that's fine. But here, since you talked after you said al netilas lulav, and after you already picked up the lulav, so now you only have the other three minim left. So if you would go ahead immediately afterwards and take hadas, and then the esrog, and then the arav, whatever order you did it, so the bracha v'lulav would be for the next three minim that you take sequentially. But you can't do that here because you talked after you made the bracha v'lulav, and you already took the lulav. So now what are you going to say? You're going to say another bracha ta'ashel kem al-chalam asher kesham b'tzav v'tzir al-atilas lulav? It's not a lulav bundle anymore because you already made the bracha on the lulav and you took the lulav. So therefore you have to then, now when you take each of the remaining gimel minim, you're going to have to make a unique bracha on each one of those minim separately. It's fascinating. That's what has to be done. However, he says, u'mikol makom, Tov she'achar kach gam kein yachzor v'yikachem kulam v'yachad. He says, still, it's okay, better that afterwards he then go ahead and take them all in the hand together v'yikachem kulam v'yachad. So if you look at the Sharatzion, he says, meaning, let's say, if you went ahead after you talked by the lulav, he says, what you should really do, this is what the Sharatzion says, what you should really do in that situation, and this is better, to go ahead and once you talk, instead of making three separate brachos of Baruch Atah Hashem, al natilas hadas, or itzavos, or al natilas esrog. And in the same bracha, ruchata Hashem, it's better to go ahead than, in this situation, make sure to take the next three, let's say the esrog, the hadas, and the irava, all together now with lulav. And now you make one bracha, baruch atah Hashem, l'kenem ha'chalam, ha'shek yisharam, ha'zav tzivanu, al ha'adas, al ha'arava, v'al ha'esrog, something like that, where you have all three in one bracha. You can't make the bracha of al ha'tfilas lulav anymore because you already took the lulav, and you were mafsik, and you had a hefsik after the bracha. But it's still better than making three separate brachos to make one bracha and include in that bracha al natilas hadas va'arava ve'esrog. Right? Al natilas hadas va'arava ve'esrog. Instead of saying three separate brachos, you also don't say, like I sort of said before, you don't say al natilas hadas, al natilas arava, al natilas esrog. You say it together. Al natilas hadas va'arava ve'esrog. Okay, so those are, that's what we just saw. Now he goes on and he says, in Beirach, oh, there's one other thing. Very interestingly, the Baralacha brings up another opinion that actually holds, can't do either of these. If you talked after you already picked up the lulav, that's a hefsek, and you weren't yotze at all, the bracha, because the bracha has of al natilas lulav is dafka on all four minim. And therefore, the Baralacha gives another opinion that says, if you talked after lulav, you got to take them all together again and make another al natilas lulav on all four. Why? Because the original al natilas lulav was a bracha of atala. So we have here three basic approaches of within the poskim of what to do. Either after you, if you talk after, you go ahead and take the lulav. If you talk after that bracha of alatiz lulav, so you have the opinion mentioned in Mishnah Brura of saying a separate bracha for each of the subsequent takings of the hadas, the arava, and the esrog. Then you have the Shaar HaTzion who pointed out, yeah, but it's better to take all three in that case together and make one bracha of al hadas, al esrog, al hadas ve'arava ve'esrog. And then you have the opinion of in the Baralacha brought down that says what you then go ahead and do is no, that bracha was a bracha of atala, and therefore you take it, you make a bracha of al natilas lulav again on all dalet minim, because the original bracha of al natilas lulav was a bracha of atala, because once there was a hefsek between the lulav and the other minim, that bracha wasn't good. Therefore, you take it all again and make a new bracha of al natilas lulav. So those are the three approaches. And again, it's based on what the Mishnah Brura says, the Shaar HaTzion says, as well as the Ber Halacha. Now he goes on. In Beirach al lulav, v'yachar ha-bracha ra'a shelo haya bo hadas. What happens? The guy already made a bracha on his lulav set, his whole lulav bundle. And after he makes the bracha, he sees, oh my gosh, there's no hadasim there. Oh, arava. There's no aravas there. Oh my gosh. So he made the bracha of al natilas lulav, but it was minus a hadas and minus a arava. So now what? Remember, we said, you're not yotze if you don't have what? If you don't have one of the dalaminim. So what are you going to do? Right? So he says, you check it out after you made the bracha, and you see there's no hadas, there's no arava. Oh, shayu psulim. Or you see that the aravos or the hadasim were psulim. Oh, mufachim. Or after you make the bracha, what do you see? You see that it was down. That the you had the what? You had the hadasim and the aravos in the bundle in the wrong direction. So he says, imayalo hadas o harava bibeso. So if you have what? A das or a rava in your what? In your home, ba'ofen she'ein sarich lahafsik bein tayim. Because if you basically have a what? Have one of these, right? The dalad min that you don't have, or that's puzzle, if you happen to have it in your house at your disposal, so then, no problem. Right? You have it at your disposal, and there's not going to be any hefsek, kedei likach or something, to go take them. So then, yikach arbasan biyachad. So then, take all of them together. V'yivarech aloso min shayavad echzar. And then just make a bracha on that min that wasn't there. In other words, assuming you can then go ahead and add that min that was missing or puzzle or upside down. Obviously, if it's upside down, you could easily just turn it up right side up. But if you could go ahead and it's at your disposal, so then just flip it up or bring a hadas that you have in your house that's at your disposal, and then just make a separate bracha. Baruch atah Hashem, Lekeinu Melech Olam, Shekhi Yisharim, Batzav Zivano, Al Eitzavos. No problem. Right? Same thing if it was a Rava. Tahainu, Al Rava, Yivarech, Al Atilas Rava, Al Adas, Al Atilas Eitzavos, etc. Vim Hayazeh B'yom Rishon. And what happens if it was the first day of Sukkot? And so now, you're on the first day of Sukkot. You realize there was no Arava there. And you have an Arava at your disposal. So not only are you bringing back that Arava now to go ahead and do what? To go ahead and say, Baruch atah Hashem, Kedem HaChalam, Shekhi Shalom, Zavazelam, Al Arava. You now make another Shekhiyana. You know why? Because you didn't take the Arava yet. So you make another Shekhiyana together with the Arava now that you're adding if it's on the first day. You got that? Tzarech lebar ol pam hashen shechiyano b'shvil ha-nechzar. Aval lulav yatza, but on the lulav you already yotzei, kevan shaya etzlo b'veso ar basam. Since in your house you had all of them and they were at your disposal, you were basically yotzei on the bracha of al natilas lulav. It's okay, because it's not like you didn't have it there at your disposal. Avalim lo ayalo bebeso. But what happens if you didn't have in your what? In your home, arava acheres. You didn't have what? You didn't have another arava in the house. Oh, hadas. Or you don't have another hadas. Acher. Bishash beirach. Let's say someone has to go and bring you the hadas of the rabbi from somewhere else. And then they bring it to him. So in that case, tzarech levarech al arbasam yachad pamsheni al natilas lulav. In that case, you're going to have to make another al natilas lulav. Why? Because since that fourth min that was missing or puzzle wasn't at your disposal, wasn't in your home, so that first al natilas lulav was only on three minim. And that's a bracha levatala, because the mitzvah is only with what? With four. Even yesterday when we said you take three, if all you have is three, that, if you remember, was zecher la'alma. It was just a zecher, but it wasn't actually yotzei the mitzvah. And that's what he says, kevan shelo hayu metzuyin az etzlo b'bayis, since he did not have that min with him there in the bayis, lo yotza gam al alulav. He's not yotzei even al alulav, because he can't be yotzei without the dalad minim. Kemosha pasak ha-mechaber, like the mechaber Shulchan Aruch said right before, we did yesterday in the beginning of Sif Yud Beis. And therefore, tzarech levarech alav pam shniya, you have to make another bracha of al natilas lulav on all four, once you go and have that arava or adas brought to you from elsewhere. V'mhaya zeh b'yom rishon, and if this same scenario occurred on the first day, so once again, with the bracha of al natilas lulav, once again, you're going to have to make another bracha, tzarech levarech, gam shechiyanu, pam shenis. You're going to have to make another shechiyanu, because the first shechiyanu was a bracha levatala, because the bracha on gimel minim was a bracha levatala, both for the brichas ha-mitzvah of al natilas lulav, as well as for the shechiyanu. We're now up to sif yud gimel. Im chaser lo echad me'aminim, if you're missing one of the dalad minim, lo yikach min acher b'mkomo. You can't take a different min. Let's say you don't have an esrog. You can't go ahead and say, "Hey, you know, I'll take a lemon. Okay, this is actually brought up in the Gemara in the third parak. Okay, look at the Mishnah Brura, Sifkat and Zayin, Lo Yikach Menacher, Da Asi Lemiti Likach Gamkein Bishar Shanim. You might have thought, you know what, at least to remember, as a remembrance, that you need Dalad Minim, so you know what you're going to do? Even if you know you're not getting out, say, I'll take another one, another min, let's say like a lemon or a pomegranate or something like that. Or the Gemara gives an example of a quince, or something like some of the fruit. And that will help me remember that I'm supposed to take dalad minim. He says, no, that's not good. You know why? Because then, chas v'shalom, next year, you'll take a lemon. You'll take a pomegranate instead of the esrog. And that's not good. Okay? Masha'en kain. Okay? Kishemasar minechad. Kishechasar minechad. That's different when you're missing a min. Okay? Lo yavo latos. Listapek b'shana haba b'shalosh aminim. In other words, what we said before, yesterday, that if you don't have dalad minim, you take what? You take the three that you have as a zecher, that we're not afraid. We're not afraid that the next year you'll think, oh, you know what? It's only gimel minim. And it's not dalad minim. Da'kol yodim shetzarech arba minim. Because everyone knows that you do require dalad minim. Meaning, we're not concerned if when you take three minim, that you're going to next year go ahead and take dalad minim. Although we saw yesterday that there was an opinion in the Mishnah Brura that says we only let the Shliach Tzibor take the three minim so that people won't make a mistake. But then we said, no, there's a bigger problem. Right? Other poskim said it's a bigger problem to let only the Shliach Tzibor do it because then in the next year you might think that it's better the Shliach Tzibor takes the dalad minim for everybody. So, therefore, at the end of the day, the Psak Halacha is, if all you have is three minim, you take three minim zecha ba'alma, and you do not take another min, just to for the sake of it, to have dalad minim, if it's not the correct min, because we're concerned, you might take that incorrect min the following year. Regardless, there was never a havamin, you're going to be yotze. Because to be yotze, me'ikar adin, to be yotze, you need all the dalad minim. Just a question whether you do it and what you should do lezecher. Lezecher ba'alma. And now we move weiter to sif yud dalad. Lo yosif min acher al arba aminim. Mishum bal tosif. You should not add a fifth min. I want to go ahead and add another min. I have the dalad minim, but I want to go ahead and add a tree branch to it, besides the dasim, the aravos, the lulav, and the esrog. Says you can't do that because that's bal toisif. So look at the Mishnah Brura, lo yosef min acher v'chule. So he says, I aim the base Yosef. This is Sifkat Nun Ches. Check out the base Yosef. The daito, his opinion is, da filu im eino mechavein behedya l'shem mitzvahs lulav, Gam Kain Aser. He says, even if you're not taking in L'shem Mitzvah, I'm not taking in L'shem Mitzvah. I'm just going ahead and doing what? I'm just going ahead and adding it, but I'm not doing it for the Mitzvah. He says, that would also be Aser. Just Stam taking it will be Aser. Okay, you got that? In other words, he's saying that even if you did not have explicit intent that the added species, you might have thought, for example, that let's say you just stop taking it, but you don't have intent that it should be part of the mitzvah. So maybe that would be okay because you're not having intent for it to be part of the mitzvah. Because you know mitzvah srichas kavana, so you don't have intent to take it as part of the mitzvah. So what he's saying here is, it's still going to be usher, even if you don't have intent to take it as part of a mitzvah. Continue on, sif tesvav. Lo yitzal yosef me lulav echad v'yesrog echad. Do not take more than one lulav or one esrog. Aval barava v'adas, but when it comes to the aravos or the adas, mosif ba kol marsha yirtze. You can take as many extra ones as you want. If you ever see, like Sfardim, a lot of them, they might have like a whole bunch of adasim there, a whole bunch, like even more. Okay? So he says when it comes to Rava Das, you could add. But you can't take more than one lulav and one esrog. The Yesh Mishaposa Laniach Hadas Shote, he then goes on and he says, there are those that pasel even adding a what? Even adding a pasel Hadas, the Hadas Shote. Remember what the Hadas Shote was? The Hadas Shote was a pasel Hadas where you have two leaves and then one above it. The deranged Hadas, that's pasel because it's not symmetrical, all three leaves. You have two, then one above it, two, then one above it. Okay? So, he says, there are those that say, even if you add Hadas Shota, Nosaf ala Shlosha Badin, right? If you added another Hadas, that's a Hadas Shota, to the three Hadasim, that's going to be pasul as well. However, Yesh Matirin. However, there are those that are matir this. And then he goes on and he ends, Vamadaktikim Einam Moisifim Alshte Aravos Ushlosha Adasim Avos. He says, and there are Medaktikim that don't take more than two Aravos and three Adasim at all. So it goes like this. He basically says, for sure, you can't take two Esrogim and two Lulavim. That's outright usher, he said. Then he brings down that when it comes to Aravos and Adasim, no problem adding more. Although at the end he says the Medaktikim are Makpidafka, two Aravos and three Adasim. So we'll see what that's about in the Mishnah Berurah. And then he brings a Machlokes when it comes to Hadas Shota. If you add Hadas Shota, will that be a problem? Will that be puzzle? Some say puzzle, and some say it's mutter. So let's look at all the Mishnah Berurahs on this. Sif katan nun tes. Lo yitol yoyser mi lulav echad vi esrog echad. You shouldn't take more than one lulav and one esrog. Dichsiv ulakachtan lachem bayom arishon pri eitz hadar. Because it says, right in the pasuk, ulakachtan lachem bayom arishon pri eitz hadar, one. Okay, mashma echad, one esrog velo shnayim, v'hu adin lalulav. The same thing with lulav. Ah, you'll say by lulav it says kapost tamarim, which is plural. So the Gemara explains there, dichsiv kapost tamarim chaser vav. The way it's spelled is kapas. Not even though it's pronounced kapost tamarim, it's spelled kapas dahinu echad. So that's where you see that the lulav kapas tamarim. That's one lulav. And pre-eitz hadar is one esrog. V'yesh omrim de'oiver b'zeh gam al bal tosif. And there are those that say, if you take an extra esrog and an extra lulav, you'll mamish be over bal tosif. Okay? Now, some say it's just an issur d'rabbanan, but it's definitely something that you should not do. It's us to do to take an extra esrog or an extra lulav. And again, some say yamamish over bal toisif. Aval barava lo nasan bava terex kitzva. When it comes to the arava, the Torah never gave a limit, and you can have more aravas and more adasim. So now, even though we know that there's a requirement to have two aravos bishum wat. The siv arve nachal plural, hainu de bahachi sagi. That just means that's the minimal amount. The miyat arve shtayim, the minimal amount, okay? The miyat, okay? Exclusion is you need two and not less than two. But you could have more. Aval tve gamkein chaper dummy. But arve, right? Arve doesn't mean dafka two, it means at least two. But it could be three, it could be four, it could be five. Okay? V'hu adin ba'adas, t'chsiv anaf eitz avos, gamkein yochol lahoisiv kama sheyirtze. There too, you could add as many as you would like, because the three words there of anaf eitz avos are meant only to indicate the minimum number of hadasim. That's the way the Bach explains it. And finally, the last sif katan here, sif katan samach, lahaniach hadas shota. So some pasul putting a hadas shota together with three kosher hadasim. Taimam, what's their reason? Duhu min acher vas, because they say once it's a hadas shota, it's not a hadas. It's a different min. Hadas is something that is mishulash, right? That is not a hadas shota. That has three on the same level, but ken echad. Right? Kedoma le'elbis if yidalad. Vayesh matirin. However, the yesh matirin that say there's not going to be any iser if you go ahead and add a hadas shota. Sviralu delav min acheru. It's not a different min. You're not going to be over about toisiv if you take what? Hadas shota. Daha godli baruga achas uva anaf achas ela she hatora pisalto. Okay? He says, they say it's not considered another min or species because they grow from the same patch and on the same branch as a regular hadas. It's just that the Torah disqualify it. And therefore, there's not going to be any baltosif based on it being a different min. Because it's basically the same min, okay? It's just the Torah says it's possible because you need a regular hadas, not a hadas shota. Ayin le'el, v'sim tov reish mem vav, ezu nikra hadas shota. It says, check out in tov reish mem vav, what exactly is considered a hadas shota, u'min anachon. And then he goes on, and he says something very interesting. He says, however, if one does add a hadas shota, it would be appropriate, he says, lechatchila, to have in mind that he's binding it with the others purely for the sake of what? Of using it for a decoration and not for the mitzvah. The af the day are ishoina svirale the af lenoi usalachatchila lagdan, and even though the first opinion holds that even for what, even for beauty, it's going to be usalachatchila to add it and to bind it. He says harbei poskim ain sovereign kain. Many poskim do not hold this way, and therefore, if one expressly goes ahead and intends for this hadas shota to function merely as a decoration, then all agree that one will not violate the Baal Tosif. And Rabbi Kiva Eger deals with this as well. Okay, and that's the basic Simon, and Baruch Hashem, we finished it. Hopefully I'll get the Bechina out. When is the raffle?